Good evening. This is Don Stone, pastor of the Helotes Independent Baptist Church. And I'm here to share the Word of God with you today, and I do trust that I can be a blessing and a help to you as I bring the message that the Lord has given. I'll be speaking to you today on the subject of man needs to be saved. We'll find our text in the book of Romans chapter 10, and we'll be reading from verse 8 through verse 13 of Romans chapter 10. Let me read for you now from the book of Romans chapter 10, beginning with verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Man needs to be saved. In our text that we've read from today, if we were to go back to the earlier verses in this chapter, we would find out that Paul speaks of Israel and of Israelites. He speaks of a great desire on his part for the souls of these folks. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. They're ignorant of God's righteousness. They are going about to establish something that they think God wants and will accept, their own righteousness. And we know the truth from the Word of God that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. They'll never be acceptable in the sight of God unless we are forgiven and washed clean through the blood of Jesus Christ. Then our works become acceptable works. But until then, being sanctified by the precious blood of Christ, they will be accepted. But other than that, they will not be accepted. They're going about to establish their own righteousness. And the Bible said they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, which leaves this people in great need. When folks are out here and they're making effort, they're doing what they can, and yet they're not saved. They're in a state of great tragedy because of the marvelous grace of God that is offered to mankind today. But these folks, they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Let me just digress a moment and say something here. That word submit means that literally that's what we're to do. We're to submit. We're to surrender to Jesus Christ. He will become the Lord of our lives. Now, you might be of that persuasion that you can have Jesus as Savior and you can live like you want to. You cannot. If Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, that want to has been fixed, been altered, been changed. Oh, I realize that there's always temptation, but there is also a God who provides a way of escape. And men are not able to live in sin and enjoy sin once they're saved by the grace of God. But these folks have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. I want to point out something, a few things about this matter of men need to be saved. And men need to be saved from their past. Do you realize that man's life is made up of historical sections or events? We have a past if we're saved by the grace of God. We have a present, and we will have a future. But let's think a moment for just about this past. Man cannot be saved without knowing who he is. First of all, man is a fallen son of Adam. The story of the garden, the temptation, the sin, the fall, is a true story. Satan did come. Satan did deceive. Satan did tempt. And Eve partook. She gave it to Adam and he partook. That's the story. And it's the truth today. Every person, every man, woman, boy, and girl is a fallen son of Adam, and you'll not be saved. You cannot be saved without knowing who we are. Men are fallen sons of Adam. Secondly, we need to know that we're a man that's dead in trespasses and in sin. Now, it has some similarities to physical death, but there's more involved in this than just physical death. There's spiritual death. Physical death did not occur immediately in the garden. Spiritual death occurred immediately in the garden. The very moment that Adam partook of that forbidden fruit, the whole race was plunged into sin. For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and death has passed upon all men, for in that all have sinned. Now that's Bible teaching. Men are dead in trespasses and in sins, and we have to be made alive by God. And you hath he quickened, the Bible said, who were dead in trespasses and in sin. We need to know that about ourselves. We also need to know that we're without the life of God. We're only in a natural state. These folks were going about to establish their own righteousness. In other words, they were living their lives. They were trying to program themselves to perform acceptable in the sight of God. But again, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Will not be accepted on the basis of anything that we can do. The need of man is that he realize without God he has no life. God is the source of life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now we know that life in the physical sense was a gift of God, for God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. And you don't have any life unless you have God in your life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The need of man is a new birth. A man, Nicodemus was told by our Lord, must be born again. For without that new birth, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There'd be no way that he would fit into heaven. Now, he also must know what he is, not only who he is, but what he is. Well, the Bible said this, in an indictment against man, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Man is a guilty sinner in the sight of God. We must know what we are, and that we are sinners in the sight of God. We need to understand that none are exempt. All have sinned, every man, woman, boy, and girl, and none are exempted or none are excused and told that they'll be all right like they are. How bad is sin? Well, let me share. I want to give you seven thoughts, and I borrow these from another. Sin is sordid and subtle. Sin is satanic and serious. Sin is calamitous and damning. Sin is dangerous, again, and damning. Let me go back to three. Sin is calamitous and cancerous. Four, it's dangerous and damning. Five, it makes great and gaping wounds in hearts and in homes. It rips victoriously into the family relationships. How many families do you know today that are separated, they're divided because of sin? It does rip victoriously into the family relationships. I put this in and share it with you, or with the privilege of borrowing. There are hangovers, not only the next morning, but for the third and fourth generation. Think about that for a moment. How bad is sin? It can reach to the third and fourth generation. Why don't you settle it now? It will get worse. It will bring you into bondage. I remember hearing the testimony of a woman. She laughed at those that were on the street prostituting themselves, women that were for drugs. She said, "I'll never be like that. I'm only going to use drugs recreationally," which meant that she would just be a weekend drug addict. But she said it wasn't 3 months till she was on the street selling her body, just like the rest of them, because of sin. Do you realize today that it'll bring you into bondage? Alcohol is the number one drug of preference in all age groups today, and it can be bought readily at almost any store down the street. How sad today. Such an indictment against a society. Why don't you settle it now? It'll get worse. It'll bring you into bondage. Christ's blood can and will cleanse from all sin. You will not find a sinner so guilty that he cannot be cleansed. You'll not find one so bad that he cannot be saved. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but also all that believe are saved today. Men need to be saved from the perils of the present. Temptation is real. Satan dared to tempt Christ. Satan desires to have Peter, according to the words of our Lord. He's desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. The flesh is incapable of perfection today. There is no fear even to those who are saved in walking through the valley of the shadow of death. It'll remove the fear of death itself. Men need to be saved from the fear of the future. Our earthly future is uncertain. Circumstances change quickly. Let me just mention some names. Job's circumstances changed. Joseph's, the disciples in the ship. But Jesus Christ never changes. He'll save you today if you'll trust him. Men need to be saved.